We've been walking with Jesus all through this Lent. We've been talking about confronting suffering and evil and talking about Jesus coming into the cracks in our lives and bringing light and hope. So I was thinking this week about going for a walk. And I was thinking about our little 2.5-year-old grandson who, and he's very verbal, and until recently he would look at us now and then and he would say, "Shouldn't we go outside for a walk?" And we would wonder, where did he get that? Where did he get that, "Shouldn't we go?" And then we started listening to ourselves. And we heard ourselves saying, "Well, shouldn't we eat dinner now? Or shouldn't we go outside for a walk?" But now he's turned 2.5. And he says to us, "I want to go outside and go for a walk." So should we go on a walk with Jesus? No, I want you to come with me on a walk with Jesus. Let's go back to today. Think about that scripture that we read from the back about getting ready. About getting ready for Jesus to come into Jerusalem on the donkey. Think about the song of the women, daughters of Zion. I think about all the getting ready for Jesus to go on that walk with him. The disciples had to go and find a place and get the food. And I'm sure it was the men and the women all together that the men said to the women, "You know, Jesus wants a meal tonight. Please help us get it ready." And they would walk and get the meal ready. I think about getting ready for Jesus. I think about all the getting ready that our choirs, our musicians have done. I think our instrumentalists. I think about getting the sanctuary ready and getting us ready and getting our hearts ready this Lent. Imagine the preparations that are going into this week leading into Easter. And then I think about walking triumphantly with Jesus on that walk into Jerusalem that day long ago, waving the palms and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Rejoice ye pure in heart. Rejoice, give thanks and sing. Your glorious banner wave on high. The cross of Christ, our King." I think about this joy of honoring Jesus with our words and our actions and our songs with our lives. Bask in the joy of walking with Jesus. Of watching him break through the cracks in our lives, bringing light and joy. Joy immeasurable on this day. Great and marvelous joy. And we get to walk with him on that journey. Think about walking up here with the children for children's time. Everybody came out in order to wave their palms and say, Hosanna to the Son of David. What's it like to walk with Jesus? Imagine then the crowd walking with Jesus on that day after Palm Sunday, on that day after the entrance into Jerusalem, walking with Jesus and listening to him with rapt attention, walking with Jesus and the disciples, sitting with Jesus, hearing Jesus' words from the psalm that he undoubtedly knew, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Jesus reminding us and them about God's steadfast love enduring forever, even if there is turmoil or uncertainty. "This is the day that the Lord has made." Love endures. Even in the cracks, God's love endures forever. And Jesus lets us know that he's there. continue to walk with Jesus through this holiest of weeks and hear him talk. Jesus sustains those who are weary. From the prophet Isaiah, which he would have known, that I may know how to sustain with a word the one who is weary, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, O weary one, lay down your head upon my breast. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, your morn shall rise and all your days be bright. Walking with Jesus, watching him, emptying oneself to have the mind of Christ exalted by God, not by humans. What a privilege it is to walk with Jesus, my friends, to watch him, to hear him, to watch him break through with challenge and with hope. Walking with Jesus, preparing for and having the last and holy meal, singing a hymn and walking to the Mount of Olives. What a joy and what an opportunity, what a privilege to walk with Jesus to Gethsemane. Now here we are. And Jesus says, can you not pray with me 1 hour? Sit with me. Remain awake with me, he says. I need you, Jesus says. And then when they come to arrest him, and one wants to chop off the ear of a soldier, he says, don't do it that way anymore. I am the sign of God's enduring love. Walk with me through this long journey. I think about being at the Garden of Gethsemane last year, a few years ago, sitting by the tree, the ancient olive trees where Jesus almost certainly prayed. Can you not watch with me 1 hour, remembering and feeling deeply about Jesus, God's enduring love, Jesus relieving my burdens right now, sharing in meals with us and giving us laughter and love. And what do the disciples do when it gets hard and dangerous? We find at the end of that chapter, after Jesus is arrested, betrayed by Judas, and then arrested, the disciples flee away. What do the disciples do when the one who has walked faithfully with them is in a hard time? They run away. May we not run away, but walk with Jesus as he asked us to do. What do you think this means? Should we go on a walk outside? I want you to walk with me. That's what Jesus says. Take all of the readings and the music today together. Hear and see Jesus. Stay with him. What do we need to do to go on this walk with Jesus? Well, every day this week, I'm writing a daily devotion. I invite you to read every daily devotion this week. I invite you to worship. I invite you to worship at Soul Station Wednesday night. I invite you to worship through the drama, the Seder that changed everything on Thursday night. I invite you to the service of darkness on Friday night, the service of the Tenebrae. I invite you to Holy Saturday worship. And then I invite you to walk with Jesus out of the tomb to watch the rising sun and to experience new life. I invite you to walk with Jesus through music. by the giving of your time, by your willingness to turn hearts and lives and stay on this walk with Jesus. Stay steady, for Jesus is the one who brings rest to the weary and brings us strength and gives us salvation and brings light through the very cracks of our lives, light that will not go out, shining in the dark places. Stay. Should we go on a walk with Jesus to the cross and to new life? Yes, we should. Amen.